This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Activists have said that Canberra's recent marriage equality rally over the weekend was the largest LGBTI rights rally in the city's history, with over 3,000 people taking to the streets to demand action. The rally heard speeches from prominent politicians, including Chief Minister Andrew Barr and Federal MP Andrew Lee. Spokesperson for Equal Love, Con, said, "We're determined to use the passion and enthusiasm from today's rally to step up our campaign so we can achieve a resounding victory." And Sydney drag royalty Simone Troy has passed away over the weekend. Troy was a legendary drag performer who entertained countless crowds for decades. She was the star of the Playgirls Review and the Newtown Hotel, among others, and in 2000 she was inducted into the Diva Hall of Fame. A family-approved memorial celebrating Troy's life will be held on Oxford Street this week. Young trans people are at high risk for suicide and are approximately 10 times more likely than other young Australians to experience serious depression and anxiety, a new survey has found. The research surveyed 859 trans people aged between 14 and 25, along with an additional 194 parents and guardians. Following the release of the survey, Australian Greens Senator Janet Rice called on the government for increased funding to help young trans and gender diverse people. A Brisbane church supporting marriage equality has been vandalised this week, with the words "Say No" scrawled across the rainbow logo of the West End Uniting Church. The church's billboard, bearing the message "Respect Equality, Marriage Equality Now," was also damaged. The suburb of West End generally has also been plastered with posters attacking LGBTI families. Senator Corey Bernardi has defended the widely criticised anti-marriage equality ad from the No campaign, which features three mothers, claiming that marriage equality will act as a rainbow Trojan horse to pass through a number of other reforms. Bernardi said, "We tried to put a stop to safe schools because of the perversion that's going on in some of these areas, but what we've seen internationally where same-sex marriage has been legalised, parents haven't been able to withdraw their children from these sorts of programs." He added, "Same-sex marriage is a rainbow Trojan horse for getting these things compulsory in schools." Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott is continuing his hardline approach against marriage equality, this time bringing his sister Christine Forster's family into the rhetoric. Abbott said in a radio interview that he wants all children to have a mother and a father. He said of his sister, "Chris has been a very good mother with her partner Virginia. They do a good job, but nevertheless I'm old-fashioned enough to think kids do best with a mother and father." There have been over 98,000 new people added to the electoral roll since the Marriage Equality Postal Survey was announced, and 65,000 of those are aged between 18 and 24, according to the Australian Electoral Commission. Between August 8th and 24th, the AEC processed a total of 933,000 enrolment transactions, compared to approximately 687,000 enrolment transactions during the close of rolls period at last year's federal election. 87% of these new enrolment transactions were enrolment changes or updates. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Danish soccer players have united for a campaign to fight homophobia in football. National team members will feature in ads with rainbows painted on their faces with the hashtag #FodboldForAll, with the support of the Danish Football Association, the City of Copenhagen and the Players Association. In the past, the Players Union have worn rainbow-coloured armbands and shoelaces to support the cause. Tottenham Hotspur are set to sign a football player who used a gay slur against his boss. French player Serge Aurier from Paris Saint-Germain will join Hotspur for £23 million, despite the fact that he called his boss Laurent Blanc a faggot during a Periscope broadcast to fans. The team's LGBT supporters group, the Proud Lilywhites, say they will use the signing as an opportunity to educate and make positive cultural changes at the club. And finally, British Olympic hurdler Colin Jackson has become yet another high-profile athlete to come out as gay. The retired 50-year-old won a silver medal in the 110-metre hurdles at the 1988 Olympics and two world championships, and has revealed the news in a Swedish documentary called Rainbow Heroes. The BBC broadcaster says he avoided talking about his sexuality in the past because he didn't want it to be sensationalised by the media. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN. QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.